SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands and waterways across Australia.
You're listening to Australia Explained, an SBS audio podcast helping you navigate life in Australia.
Wadamuli. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, the Indigenous Lead at SBS Audio. I'll be your host for this special episode of Australia Explained. Under a canopy of twinkling stars and through innumerable cycles of the moon, the culture and presence of Australia's First Nations people stretches back thousands of years.
Some traditions might talk about how the moon was a man hunting an emu, and the emu tried to run across a tree.
Astronomical knowledge of celestial objects influences and informs the life and lore of First Nations people. From the marvel of the Milky Way galaxy to meteors and the different phases of the moon, there is lots to learn about Indigenous astronomy and star knowledge.
In First Nations astronomy, the origins of the universe go back, way, way back, to the Tjukpura. Westerners refer to that as the dreaming. But basically, it's the time long, long ago when all of what exists came to be.
Looking up into the night sky, we see a beautiful array of stars twinkling amongst the ever-changing phases of the moon after the daily progression of the sun. Astronomy is the study of celestial objects and phenomena, and Indigenous astronomy refers to deep knowledge of the stars and their connections to the land, with the understanding that everything on land is reflected in the sky. For Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, the sky informs cultural practices that have been handed down through oral tradition over thousands of generations, in the form of stories, songs, ceremony, and art. Auntie Joanne Self is a Gadigal woman born in Sydney who grew up learning the stories of the Milky Way shared by her mother, elders and knowledge holders within her community.
For more than 60,000 years, First Nations people have looked up to the sky. It helps us understand the world around us. Using our observation of the stars, the planets, the moon, the sun and the atmosphere, to predict weather changes and tides, to navigate on land and water, and to plan food gatherings, hunting, trading, or ceremony, as well as pass down stories through the generations. Looking up and reading the skies was and still is an important way to understand, interact with, and develop connection to country, and to know our place in the universe.
As Auntie Joanne explains, Indigenous star knowledge is a way for First Nations people to understand the world in which they live and their roles and responsibilities within it.
We have a saying, everything that's up there is down here. So you can find your community, songlines, important ceremonial sites, and other wayfinding points using the stars. But the stars alone need a little bit of help for you to understand everything. So knowing your dance, knowing your language, and your area's connection to your piece of country validates everything.
Dwayne Hamaka is an Associate Professor of Cultural Astronomy in the School of Physics at the University of Melbourne, who works with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities to document their traditional knowledge.
What the elders talk about is how everything in the sky is connected to the land. So if you want to know how things around you work, you look to the stars. So humans have always had this close connection with the stars, and the stars can serve as a textbook. They can serve as a map. They can serve as a law book, a social rule book. And they can also serve as a timepiece and a memory space, so how you can encode information to memory by utilizing the stars.
Everything in the sky has meaning and purpose, and the movements of the sun, moon, and stars are used to predict changes in the environment, such as seasons, weather patterns, and the behavior of plants and animals.
And the thing that's most important about understanding Indigenous knowledge with the stars is that it relates to everything else. So when you want to know if the seasons are going to change, is it going to rain, what the behaviors of the animals are going to be, when to plant or harvest gardens or food sources, you need to be able to look to the stars to understand how that's going to work, but you also need to look to everything around you.
This holistic way of looking at the world around us is central to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander culture.
In the Torres Strait, elders talk about observing how stars twinkle. And if you can read how they twinkle, which means observing or interpreting changes in the properties and positions of stars, if you can read all those subtle changes, they'll tell you something about the atmosphere. They can tell you if a storm is coming or if the seasons are going to change.
Every night, the stars rise in the eastern sky 4 minutes earlier than the day before. Over the course of a year, the stars come full circle as the Earth moves around the Sun. This cycle of celestial change coincides with changes on the land. As Auntie Joanne explains, the emu in the sky, or the dark emu, is a well-known constellation that is outlined by the dark areas in the Milky Way.
What I like about the emu in the sky is it shows others how First Nations people use the dark patches in the sky as much as the stars, but also because it mirrors the behaviour of the terrestrial emu. So whatever we see the terrestrial emu doing on the land, we also see that information paralleled in the sky.
For example, Dwayne Hamaker says when the dark emu constellation starts to rise in the southeastern sky, just after sunset in April and May.
That coincides with the time of the year the emus are breeding. That dark constellation's high overhead in June and July, that's when the emus are sitting on their eggs. When it shifts around and is sort of perpendicular to the southwest horizon, that is when the emus are rearing the young because the chicks are hatching.
The celestial emu also features in the traditional stories passed down by First Nations people, which record important scientific information.
Some traditions might talk about how the moon was a man hunting an emu, and the emu tried to run across a tree that was laying over a river, and it fell into the water. And now when they go into the sky, you can see the emu, which is in the Sky River, the Milky Way, the Wannumbull. But you can also see that that tree that fell across is the Southern Cross. It's the Yarran tree, which is right near the head of the emu. So when it slipped into the water, now when the moon comes around, the emu disappears to hide away from the moon because he's the hunter trying to avoid him. But that's also talking about the light pollution the moon creates and why it's difficult to see the Milky Way when you have a moon out.
Transient phenomena in the night sky, such as meteors, also have meaning in Indigenous cultures. As Dwayne Hamaker explains, elders teach how those phenomena are important to understanding life, death, and identity.
Across most of Australia, bright meteors are seen as one of generally two things that are often related. It's either an evil spirit, sort of long, spindly evil beings that fly across the sky, but usually they're related to death. So in the Torres Strait, for example, the really bright fireballs, the really bright meteors called the Maiar. They're seen as the spirits of people who've just passed away or just about to pass away.
The relationship between Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people and the stars encompasses a sense of identity and belonging to the natural world, their sense of being, and to their culture.
In First Nations astronomy, the origins of the universe go back, way, way back, to the Chukpura. Westerners refer to that as the dreaming, but basically it's the time long, long ago when all of what exists came to be. But what's interesting in this history is that neither time nor history as we understand it is involved in the meaning. You see, we have a concept, and that's called every when. And just as the spirit people roamed the earth and made the mountains, the river and the sky and all the celestial objects that we see around us, it lets you have a glimpse into an understanding that we're in fact co-creators of the universe in which we live. The observer and the observed are the same.
In this way, Indigenous star knowledge is an integral part of linking the past, present and future into a holistic system of knowledge, which is central to First Nations culture. Thank you for listening to this episode of Australia Explained, written and produced by Phil Tusack. Australia Explained Managing Editor is Rosa Germian, and I'm Kerry Lee Harding. Until next time.
Subscribe or follow the Australia Explained podcast for more valuable information and tips about settling into your new life in Australia. Do you have any questions or topic ideas? Send us an email to australiaexplained@sbs.com.au.
This was an SBS audio podcast. For more Australia Explained stories, visit sbs.com.au/Australia Explained.